Zog die Gemara, daf Zayin omit Beis, 6 lines from the bottom. Gufo omer Rav Chisda, noatz kone b'shus ha-yochid. If someone takes a pole and he places it in b'shus ha-yochid, v'zorek v'nochal gabov, and he throws something from b'shus ha-rabim to b'shus ha-yochid, and it falls on top of this pole, afilu gvoya mea amo, even if the pole itself is 100 amas tall, it doesn't make a difference how tall it is. Chayiv yerchayiv neshu b'shus ha-yochid oilad l'rakia. Since Rishus Yochid doesn't stop by 10 Tfachim like Rishus Rabim or like Carmelis does, but rather Rishus Yochid is Oilad Rukia. So if the pole is in Rishus Yochid, if it lands now, the item that you threw from Rishus Rabim lands on the top of this pole, even if the pole is high, 100 Amah, still you're going to be Chayiv as if it landed in Rishus Yochid, because Rishus Yochid is Oilad Rukia. So the Gemara now is assuming that if Chizdis Din of Zorak Noatz Kona Rishus Yochid, there's no requirement that the Kona has to be four Tvachim wide. It just says that it can land anywhere on the corner, even if it's 100 tall. But it doesn't, no requirement in the width of the corner. So it seems like you don't need Dalad in Rishus HaYochid. That when it's in Rishus HaYochid, there's no requirement of Dalad La-Dalad for the Mokam HaNocha. Zog the Gemara, Leim Rav Chizda the Omek Rebbe. This seems to imply that Rav Chizda is like Rebbe Shitan Dav Dalad. The Tanya, Rebbe holds, Zog V'Nocha Gabezis Kolshu, when you throw an item, and it lands on a ziz kol shuhu, a small protrusion, a small little minuscule ziz that protrudes from somewhere. It doesn't have to be a shear in Rishus Yochid of Dalad, even if it's a ziz kol shuhu. Rebbe's mechayev. Rebbe's chayev when it falls on a ziz kol shuhu. So we see Rav Chizda is like Shitas Rebbe, that in Rishus Yochid, you do not need a makam of Dalad in Roichav. The Chomim poitim, Chomim say no. Chomim say that it's not a makam dalad, ziz kol shu, so you're not going to be chayiv. So Zog the Gemara, Lamer of Chizid, it says that the Kona does not have a requirement of width, is like Rebbe Shita, ziz kol shu is enough to be chayiv you. Zog the Gemara, Daf Chesom et Aleph, no, there's no raya. Omer Abaya, Bishus HaYochid, Ukulam Eloi Pligi, Ukudav Chizda. If it were been in the Rishus HaYochid, in Rishus Yochid, everyone agrees that you do not need, Rebbe and Rabbanon both agree you do not need a Makam Dalet. Rav Chizda is talking about Rishus HaYochid. Not Kona Rishus HaYochid, you do not need Reichav Dalet. Everyone agrees to Rav Chizda. But the Machlek is Rebbe and Rabbanon is not in regular Rishus HaYochid. Rebbe is Mechadish, this Kolshu, that's not referring to Rishus HaYochid. It's a different Machlekes. Zog Dimog Alohocha Be'ilon Noemet B'Rishus HaYochid V'Noi F'Noi Til Rishus Rabbim. When it says this Kolshu, it's referring to branches of a tree where the bark is in the Rishus HaYochid, which is wide for, and the bark, and the branches protrude and go out into Rishus Rabbim. V'Zog V'Noch HaNoi F'Noi, now it landed on the branches. So Rebbe saw that Rebbe's of the opinion, then when it lands on the branches, it's considered that it lands on the ikar. And the ikar lamaisa is roichav dalet. The ikar lamaisa is has a shear. So mele yechayiv, even though it lands on the branches, which is in the Rishus Rabbim. Rabbanan say when it lands on the branches, you don't say bosid ikar. It doesn't give the mile of the ikar, which is roichav dalet. So mele yitaka potter. So that's the Pashas HaGemara, why Rav Chizda is different than the case of Ziz Kol Shu, because Ziz Kol Shu is when it's a Iker in Rishus HaYochid, which is Reichav Dalad, and the Noif in the branches go out into Rishus Rabim, and the question you say, Shadi Noif Abos Ikroi. So now there's two Pshatim in Rashi, how to understand this Tchi of the Gemara. Zog Rashi, Noif Noif to Rishus Rabim V'Zorik V'Noch Anoifoi. Bitchilas Dalad, the Soif Dalad, you threw it Dalad Amos and it fell on the Noifoi. Shadi Noif Abos Ikroi Zog Rashi, the choshev agav ikroi the isbe dalet. Meaning, you say, Rebbe says he says sodi nofe bas ikroi is that we consider now that there is a makam dalet. Uda av chizda the loy kirebi loy rabbonon. Meaning, Rav Chizda says you do not need dalet. Rav Chizda is saying you do not need dalet, but Rebbe is saying you need dalet and you have dalet because shadi nofe bas ikroi. So the Gemara is going to forget what we said originally. Originally, we wanted to say Rav Chizda that's mechadish. You don't need dalet. Lema kader Rebbe because Rebbe says this culture you don't need dalet. Now the Gemara is being matcha. No, Rav Chizda is the loik Rebbe, the loik Rabbanon Zog Rashi because Rav Chizda is saying you do not need dalet, but Rebbe says you have dalet because choshev. Agav ikroi de ispid dalet, if you have dalet. So that's the first pshat in Rashi. Lishna achrina, the second pshat in Rashi is, Omer Abaye ben Rav Chizda dehave b'shus ha-yochid, afil Rabbanon moida. Meaning, Rav Chizda is a case of b'shus ha-yochid. In b'shus ha-yochid, even Rabbanon would be moida, that you would not need dalet, because b'shus ha-yochid, everyone agrees you don't need dalet. V'chi pligi Rabbanon b'shodi neufe b'as ikroi de pligi. The machlekes is, do you say Shadi Noif Abasa Ikra or not? Rabbi says he says Shadi Noif Abasa Ikra, and Rabbanah say you don't. But in Rishus HaYochid, even Rabbanah would agree you don't need Dalit. Just the Machlekes says, do you say Shadi Noif Abasa Ikra when the branches go into Rishus Rabbim? Do they follow the area of the Rishus HaYochid? But they're not the pshat that they argue of Chizin. In the first pshat, in Rashi is saying that you have Dalit according to Rabbi because of the Ikra. But of Chizin does not require Dalit. The second pshat, Rashi is saying that Rav Chizda is talking about in Rishus HaYochid, and over there everyone would agree you don't need Dalit. The Machlekes is, Shadi Noif Basikroi. It's not Rishus HaYochid. Do you say Shadi Noif Basikroi or not? That it's like it's in Rishus HaYochid or not. So it's a whole new pshat in the sugya, the way Rashi has the two pshatim over here. But upon him, Rav Chizda and Rebbe is two different sugyas. Rav Chizda is saying, no, it's kona, that you don't need Dalit. And Rebbe is talking about Shadi Noif Basikroi, which is talking about a Ziz Kol sugya of Shadi Noif Basikroi. So according to the second pshat, Rashi is talking gerus in the Lishna Achrina, ube de Rav Chizda loy pligi. So Rashi, Lishna Achrina om abaya, be de Rav Chizda de have b'shus ha-yochid, afil Rabban ha-moida. Meaning not kud Rav Chizda, loy pligi kud Rav Chizda, but be de Rav Chizda loy pligi. Meaning everyone agrees in the second Lishna that in b'shus ha-yochid you don't need a requirement of dalet. But Rav Chizda loy pligi, they don't argue in Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda is talking about not kona b'shus ha-yochid. We're talking about in Rishus Rabim of Shadi Noif Abasa Ikra or not. But Rav Chizda loy pligi, that in Rishus ha-yochid you don't need the alataka. That's in the second Lishna. In the first Lishna, the Machlokes Gufa is, we're saying that Shadi Noif Choshiv Agav Ikra is be dalad, and you have dalad, according to Rabbi. But Rav Chizda says you don't need dalad in Rishus ha-yochid. In the first Pshad, Rashi is saying that Agav Ikroi, it's considered like you have Dalit. The Ikr gives to the Noif a sheer Dalit. And that's why it's different than Avchizah. And Avchizah is like Rebbe with the like Rabbanon in the first Lishna. Because Avchizah says there's no Dalit at all in Mata either. Now Tosis over here says that the Svara of Rishus HaYochid does not require Dalit. It's because it's a Svara of basic command Amalia. That means every Rishus HaYochid, you look at it somewhat as a basic command Amalia, as if it's sitting in a Mogam Dalit. Zog Demora Omer Abaya, Zora Kaveres Rishus Rabim. If someone throws a beehive, a kaveris is a round beehive. Sometimes it's oval, but assuming it's round. Kaveris, you throw in the Rishus HaRabim. So gvoy ayod, if it's 10 tvachim tall, the ein rechov avov, but it's not wide 6 tvachim, then you're chayev. And Gemara explains that 6 tvachim is another way of saying that it's not wide 4 tvachim if it would have been a perfect square. Because if you take a perfect square and you want to place a square in a circle, so the calculation of a square in a circle is 4 tvachim of a square will be 6 tvachim in the width of the circle, because we know the calculation is 1.25. The diameter, the width of the circle is going to be that 4 times 1.25. So it really is, really the real number is really 5.25 is really the number of what the circle should not be in order that it shouldn't be equivalent to dalal adalad. So we rounded off to 6 with Machmir. With Machmir, we're saying up to 6. So Zorah Kaveres, Rishus Rabim, Gavoy Yud Vein Rechov Avov, it's not Roy Chavov, then you're Chayev. But then you were Zorah an item. In the Mishkan, they threw utensils. They didn't throw Rishuyos. If it's Yud by Vov, or which is the same thing as Yud by Dalad, if it would have been square, then you're throwing a Rishus. We don't find in the Mishkan that you threw Rishuyos. That's what Rashi explains. Now on the side, on the Tesis Shonim, it says V'loy Nihira on this Rashi, because Rashi says Rechov Avav Potid Av Rishus La'atzma V'anon Me Mishkan Gabrinon She Yizokin Machteyen B'mlachton. They threw the needles in the Melacha while they're weaving. Zelazeh V'loy Yizokin Rishus. They didn't throw Rishus. Zok the Tesis Shonim V'loy Nihira The Ashkhan Miyot She'oyin Moitzin Rishus Goin Oren Umiz Beichos. They took the Oren and Umiz Beach in the Mishkan when they traveled. So that's Rishus. It's Yud by Dalet. So that's how Rashi learns. Tosis argues, and Tosis says, the pshat is that it can't be Reuchavov, Zok Tosis, Reuchav HaShishah, the third Tosis, Shakaveres Atzma Nasis Rishus HaYochid. The Kaveres becomes Rishus HaYochid, and what happens? Kishetanuach, when it lands, V'havakuzorik Mishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid, there Rishus Rabim, the potter. A whole new pshat. If you're throwing with Rishus HaYochid, and you're planning to throw to Rishus Rabim this Kaveres, you end up throwing from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid because the Kaveres is a Rishus HaYochid. So it's like you threw from Rishus HaYochid and you threw into Rishus HaYochid because the thing itself is Rishus HaYochid. There Rishus Rabim, that's Potter. Unless they include Mishuncha, but you're Potter because Rishus HaYochid, you're Potter. So there's a big machlokes in to understand this. Tosis, does the pshat is that the kaveris is a rishus yochid and like you're throwing rishus yochid, or just like rishus yochid is oilat the rakia, so too rishus yochid is oilat la tahoim. Rishus yochid goes down all the way to wherever it lands, so it's in the rishus yochid. Pashtus Tosis is saying that you're throwing rishus yochid, so you're throwing rishus yochid because this item is rishus yochid. But if you say rishus yochid is oilat the rakia, like we know, so too rishus yochid goes down to below, so when it lands, it's in the rishus yochid because rishus yochid is oilat la tahoim, just like at the rakia. So you threw rishus yochid to rishus yochid, it became rishus yochid in milvishus rabim, the place that its kaveris landed in. So it's a machlokes Rashi Tosis is the pshat is because in the Mishkan there was zorig machten items and not rishuyos, so it's potter. Or Tosis saying it's rishus yochid, rishus yochid, derech rishus rabim, and obviously that would only be if you throw starting from rishus yochid. According to Tosis, if you start from rishus rabim, then the kaveris you would be chayiv. Then rishus rabim, rishus yochid. Now, so it's a smayit that it's potter if it's rochavov.
What's rochavov?
Rochavov is like this.
What was rochavov? The
calculation.
And the space that
opens. No. The kaveris itself.
The itself.
That's in the width, that's if it's 10 tall and wide 6, so that's another way of saying wide 4. Because 6 in a circle is the same calculation as 4 times 1.25.
That
would be 10 for a shusha yachid. And 4 in width, which is yachid we know is 4 in width and 10 in height. So if the kaveris itself is 4 by 10 or 6 by 10 in circle, then you're throwing a shusha yachid. And not chayv on rishuyos, you chayv on items, things, stuff, not on rishus. That's Rashi. Tosis, if you're throwing rishus yochid, then you ended up throwing from rishus yochid to rishus yochid, because in rishus yochid, wherever it lands.
That's potter, or not?
You potter, because you didn't throw from rishus to rishus.
Right.
It didn't go, there was no achnosa raitza. Rabbi Kiva's machad is klutka mishuncha. But if not for klutka mishuncha, you're potter. Sagt die Gemara. Om Rabbi Zora Kaveres, Rishus Ram Gevoy Yud, Vein Rechove Vov. Chayev. Ye Chayev. Rechove Vov, Ye Potter. Rove Om, I know. Afilo Ein Rechove Vov, even if it's not wide, 6, which is another way of saying it's not the Shear of Rishus Yochanan width. You're still Potter. Why? Because of the height. My timer, even if it's less than 10, or exactly 10, meaning, we're assuming this kaveris is made out of reeds. Kaveris. Now, when you have reeds and it's exactly 10, even if it's not going to be wide 4, but it's going to be a drop, a millimeter, that's going to be above 10. You can't make it exactly 10. So it's going to be one little kum that goes above 10, so it ends up being that it's not considered a hanocha in Rishus Rabim. Why? Because a mashu is in a makom ptur. So you're not chayev on a hanocha. If a hanocha is partially, there's no hanocha that's mechayev you. Hanocha that's mechayev you means a hanocha in Rishus Rabim. If a krumi yeshalkona is above Rishus Rabim, it's in a makom ptur. So merely, you can't be chayev on a kaveris that's 10. Even if it's not wide 6 or 4 in practical terms. Because the mice is above 10. Zog the gemara vayte kofal pio. If let's say you take this kaveris and you flip it over, the kaveris, look at it, for instance, like a cup. You have one side that is closed off, the bottom of the cup, and the top of the cup is exposed, it's open. So let's say you flip it over. So the area that's open now is going towards the bottom, kof al pio. Then there's another problem. Shivu mashu yuchayev, the problem is, by shivu mechtzi yapota, the reason is, because once it's turned over, so once it reaches within 3 tzvachim of the karka, we see that it's lovud to the karka. So if the kaveris itself is shiva machza, so it's 7.5, so once it reaches 3, it's already considered that it's above 10 because of the din lovud. For some reason we see lovud when it's flipped over downwards, then we say lovud before it reaches the bottom. Once it's facing upwards, then you don't say lovud for some reason, we'll see soon. But when it's this way, within a 3, so then it's like it stopped for a second, even though it's going to continue, but for here we look at it like it's nach, and it's 3, and this is 7.5, so 10.5. 10.5 is l'mayla l'pomak ha'ptur. So you can't be chayiv on a kaveris that's 7.5 either. Zog di gemara, kof al pio, if you flipped it over, and it's going downwards, shiva mashu, if it's shiva mashu, which is not enough to be considered above yud, then you chayiv. Because lovud is Less than three. Yeah, three is already not loved. So 2.999. So if it's 7.0001, it's not going to be loved. It'll be within 10. Just rounding it off that it's more, so then you're potter. Because then you're considered that b'shas that it's lovud, it's ready noch lemalam asara. It's noch, it's a lomdish noch, it's noch for a few fractions of a second, it's continued to fall. That's the chiddush. In Hilchos Shabbos, many chiddushim in the dinim, shafa metzius. So right, it's a maisa anocha. It's going to be noch soon below. No, it's ready a maisa anocha in a makom tur. Now we say this dafka by kofa al piyo. Now, on this the Gemara says, Ravashi Omar, afilo shiva umechtza chayev, even if it's 7.5. And l'chari we said, lovud, it should be considered that it's already stopped above 10. You're still going to be chayev. Why? My timer, mechitzois letoichon asuyois. The Gemara is saying, that by kof al piya, for some reason, we said lovud when it reaches within 3. Zok Ravashi, that no, what's the purpose of these walls of the kaveris? What's the purpose of the cup? In order to hold a cup of coffee. The purpose of the cup is not in order that the mechitzah should extend and shafadin lovud betach gimel. The mechitzah is letoichon asuyos. The mechitzah is the purpose, the ganze reason of the mechitzah is to halten vos geiter ein. Nicht zu schaffen lovud again weiter. So, it's not good achis in the chanami. But even the din lovud that you want to say on this item, we're only saying it for some reason by kof al piyah. We only see mechitzes lovud when it's extending b'toch gimel that it's because it's really too lomdus in lovud. Is lovud mean that it's kemisha enoy, or lovud means that it's filled up? But for some reason, we only say this by mechitzes. We don't say it's done by the item. So by mechitzes l'toch anasus, you don't have mechitzes to shaf lovud. When it's the other way around, you don't say lovud. You never had a tzad to say lovud when it's not kof al piyah. By kof al piyah, we have it because of the mechitzas. Avdem zok davash, you know the mechitzas are meant for the inside. So you don't have lovud even if it's this way. It's only when it lands. And that's by 7, it's no problem. It's below 7.5, it's below 2, it's below 10. Azoy zok Tosis behedya in the Dibah Maskel Shiva. Tosis says, Aval einoy rocha vov afilu zayin umechtza chayv dolam ginen lovud ele b'mechitzas. You don't say lovud only by mechitzas, which is a chiddush. And then, we find lovud by kelim all over. That's this. So I want to explain. That's when something is munach be'etzim. When something is munach be'etzim, then you can say lovud by kelim on mechitzas. But over here, it's mid-air. It's betzim on its way to fall, more. Then you don't say love. Meaning, by kelim, you say lovud, something that is b'yosoido stationary, and it's just missing to be mashlim, the shir of gimel. So you can say lovud by something that's munach. But something that is not munach, over here where it's about to fall, so then you only say lovud by mechitzis. And mashen kein, if not mechitzis, you won't say lovud. That's the mice how the Rashba learns the sugi. The Rashi and Tosis over here say clearly that only by kof al piyo you say the din of lovud because you only say lovud by mechitzas. In fact, the Rashba that the mice we find lovud in other places too. Avdem zok the Rashba teretz and he answers that of course you say lovud by kalim also even if it's not mechitzas. That's in order to create that it shouldn't be a hefsek. It's filled up so to speak. But to say that it's considered a gil or oritz. That you only say by mechitzas. It's mechalik between mechitzas and kelim, like Abed is din of what love it tuzof. So this is a shver gemara, but it's a yisoy is a gemara. So again, we'll review it very quickly. The gemara said that a kaveres, a beehive, which is round. So if it's round and it's considered 6, which is like 4, and it's 10, you're potter, you're zorik reshus. Either because it lands in Rishus Yochid, or it's like Rishus. In a Mishkan Gevavt Machtim, Mishkan Gevavt Rishuyos, Potter. Then the Gemara says that even if it's not wide, 6, but the fact that it's 10, you're also going to be Potter. Because E.F. Shalakumi Shalkona, a drop of the B.I. is going to be above 10. It's a Makam Ptur. Then the Gemara wants to say, if you cough Al Piyah, then you're potter even when it's 7.5 because of lavud. And lavud makes it above. Aden zoktav Ashi, no. Since the mechitz al teichen asuyos, we don't say lavud on this even by kof al piyah. So 7.5 is not, unless it's 10.5. 10 and a mashu, kumishakona. But the yisoid adov, if it's something lands in the makam p'tur, on that Rava says, you can't be chayev, it's not called the hanoch and shus rabim. Now, Abaye that doesn't say the svara, he doesn't argue be a soida. He just says that the krumi yishal kona are not choshev enough to be considered, that it's not considered a hanoch and shus rabim. Meaning, Rava's yisoid is, yefshel krumi yishal kona, that a lamayla ma'asara, since you're going to have something protruding outward above yud, so it's not called a hanoch and shus rabim. You need a hanoch and nishus rabim. Just like you need a kir nishus rabim, you need a hanoch and nishus rabim. And that itself is a chiddush, because at the end of the day, the item is in nishus rabim. But since there's something that's partially above, so that's not considered that the item is munach in nishus rabim. Abayu says, no, since the fact is that it's only krumiyos, krumis are not choshev enough to be mevatel the shame hanoch and nishus rabim. Now, I'm not saying this lahalocha, but we see clearly in Rava that anything that is above yud, so then it's not considered a ma'is ha'noch in the shus rabim. If a person is onus in a situation where he's in the outside, he has to be outside, he's walking outside in the shus rabim, and he's carrying something. So obviously, if the item is l'mayla ma'asora, and he remains like that without a ma'is ha'noch l'mata ma'asora, it's definitely not a ha'noch in the shus rabim if it's l'mayla ma'asora. L'mayla ma'asora is a makom p'tur. That doesn't mean a person's allowed to carry l'mayla ma'asora. But, in order to be chayv in Rishus Rabim, you need an akir in Rishus Rabim and anoch in Rishus Rabim. Rishus Rabim is Yud Tvachim. Above Yud Tvachim is not Rishus Rabim, it's a makom p'tur. So Rav and Abaye argue what's considered eged, if partially is in Rishus Rabim, is that thing have to be a davar choshev, or even if it's not choshev, even Krumi Shalkonim, Rav says, it's not called a hanocha. But Kaponim, Lemaila Masora, it would not be according to Rava that you chayev, because at the end of the day lemayla masar is a makom p'tur. So if a person is onus, having an item lemayla masara is not a reshus rabim. At the end of the day, it's a makom p'tur.
Zok the Gemara, with the rice we're talking about, obviously. Oma ula, omut tisha b'reshus rabim. If you have an omud, a pole that's 9, in a shus rabim, the rabim mekatvin olav, and people utilize it. They put their hats on there, they put their coats on there, they're hanging on hooks over there. They use that omud. So the rabim use it. Zog, v'noch agab, if it falls on this omud now, it's chayev. My timer, pochas mishloisha, when it's less than 3, so midas darasele rabim. Then it's for sure considered shus rabim. People step on a shus rabim. That's darasele rabim. Rishus Rabim means the place that people step. Anything within 3 tvachim of the floor is Rishus Rabim. Mishloi Shabbat Tisha, from 3 to 9, Le Midras Dasile, Velektuf Hakatfe. From 3 to 9, till 9, people don't really step. You can't step on something above 3. And you don't really use it. You got to bend down to hang your hook, your coat on there, your hat on there. So it's not really Mekatfele. Tisha, Masheke 9, Vade Mekatfe Alvei. So that's why Omu Tisha, Rishus Rabim, is a din Rishus Rabim, because Rabim are Mekatfein. What if it's not 9 above? What if it's 9 below in the ditch? Are people also mishtamish in the ditch 9? Same thing by Guma. Guma, when it goes, it's also below, it's also considered Rabbi Mekatvin Olav. If it's Omuk. Rava, no. Rava Omar, the Guma loy. By Guma, we don't say this. My timer, Tashmish al de atchak, loishme Tashmish. Meaning, it's not the comfortable way of utilizing the Shusram. It's like a karmelis now. It's a tashmish ayatrak. It's like we said before by Keren Zovis Somach Lushusramim. It's a din karmelis. That's not called a tashmish. So a mele, this guma now, by dalal adalal, it's called a karmelis. Less than dalal adalal makam tur. So tashmish ayatrak is not a tashmish. Guma lamato, even it's not considered that a din Shusramim, even though it's 9. Eisve Rav Adeba Masna L'Rover. Rav Adeba Masna asked the following question. If you have a kupa that's in the Rishus Rabim, it's 10 tall and it's 4 wide. You can't carry enough from Rishus Rabim to that Kupa. That Kupa is Rishus HaYochid. It's Gvoya Yud, Roich of Dalet, and can't carry from the Kupa to Rishus Rabim. It's going from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus Rabim, or Rishus Rabim to Rishus HaYochid. Zog the Gemara, however, Pochas Mikan, if let's say the Kupa is either not as tall as 10 or not as wide as 4, they ain't allowed to be metaltal in that, from that area to the Rishus Rabim. Now Rashi, by the way, says, by Pochas Mikan, Oy Begoyva Vel Roicha Betaltin, Vin Toymar, what do you mean? Pochas Miyud Vel Chove Dalad, if it's less than 10 and it's 4 wide, it's a Carmelis. And Oy Bezoyin a Carmelis, you can't care from a Carmelis to Shus Rabim, you can't care from a Carmelis to Shus Yochid, that's Xer the Rabbonon. Avdem Zog Rashi, Loi Gozer Rabbonon Lif Tule Miteras Kalim, Hoyl the Klihu. So Rashi is saying that Ein Carmelis Be Kalim. Ain Kamas Bekalim. If you want to call the Carmelis, you have to be Mevatel the Teres Kli. We're not Mevatel Kalim to call it a Carmelis, and that's another way of saying Ain Kamas Bekalim. Salkoponim, but if it's Pochas Mikan, if it's not a Rishus HaYochid, either in height or in width, so then Metaltelin. Chem Beguma. And likewise, by Guma. Guma is the same criteria. So the Gemara says, my love, what does it mean, Bechem Beguma? What's that going on? My love, Asefa. So Rashi, meaning that on less than 10 or less than 4, you're metalta lechatchila. So we see it's bottle to Rishus Rabim, it becomes a chelik to Rishus Rabim. So we see that by Omuk 9, you're mishtamish boy, it's like Rabbi Mekatvin, Vichem Beguma. So Guma has the same criteria, just like in height, something is mishtamish shel Rabim if it's 9. So too in depth in Oymek by Guma, when it's 9, it's mishtamish boy, and it has a din Rishus Rabim. Like we wanted to say before, that Guma has a din of Rishus Rabim, we don't say tashmish aide trak, loish me tashmish, but rather it's like the same din of Tisha Mekatvim, Rabbi Mekatvim, so too by Guma. Abdem Zog Demar, there's no raya, loy aresha. Meaning, when we said Bechem Beguma, it's going on the Gavoya Yud Vilchove Dalet. Meaning, just like Rechove Yud Vilchove Dalet to Rishus Yochid, you can't take from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim. Bechem Beguma, a Guma that's Gavoya Yud Vilchove Dalet, you can't take from there to Rishus Rabim, because you can't take from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim. But there's no raya that Bechem Beguma is going on Pochas Mikan, that 9 is considered Rabim Mekatvim. It's for sure Rishus Rabim, not just in height. Also in depth, there's no raya of Achem Beguma, because La'olam Guma might be going under Reisha on an area that is, yes, high 10, and yes, wide 4. So there's no raya. We'll stop over here. The bottom of Davches Omid Aleph, by the last word on the line, Esvei.